Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. And as always, we're thrilled to welcome this young lady to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing good. It's beautiful today.
It is. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I know we're going to share some great information today. We're going to talk about something that a lot of people think about, a lot of people participate in, and some of us would like to know more about it and see if we could actually participate. And that's composting. So tell me a little bit about composting.
Oh, right. Composting, actually, when we think about it, 25% of our household waste is in usually yard trimmings and food scraps and paper products. So these are things that can be composted. And composting is a way of looking at these organic materials and trying to help them decompose. And they actually turn into a soil-like substance that we can use to enhance some of our plant growth.
What kind of organic materials are you talking about, Joanna? What can be used?
Usually, if we're talking about in our homes, we tend to think about more of the organic materials as grass clippings, leaves, yard trimmings, even food scraps and paper products. You can use newspapers, even the cardboard containers that your grits come in or cereals and things like that. So that can be used as well. And it's really easy to use around the home in your compost bins and piles or even worm bins, because we have some vermicomposting that goes on as well.
Oh, okay.
But a homeowner can compost, you know, easily, and it's very economical. It's just turning your waste and your trash into something that you can use. So it's pretty awesome.
What would be some of the benefits of composting? What could you use them for?
Oh, you can use some of the benefits. Compost improves the soil health and fertility.
Okay.
So that encourages root growth, healthy root growth. So you will use less fertilizer for your plants, for your flowers, for your garden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good.
Yep.
Helps with the pocketbook there.
Oh, yes.
And with that, you get higher yield in your produce and your fruit. It also brings a lot of different life into the soil. We have a lot of worm activity, which is good for aerating the soil for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps the moisture get through the soil profile.
Right.
Which is taken up, of course, by our plants, which is really good. It makes also the soil easier to work. If you've ever had soil that's been mixed with compost year after year, it's the biggest difference. You can actually take a handful of soil and it just falls right apart in your hand. And if you try to do that in our typical Surrey County clay soil, you know that doesn't work very well without being amended somehow.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
So it's a lot easier to work. It also, with that, it helps to retain the moisture in the soil a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Also suppresses plant diseases and pests, so we use less pesticides on our plants. It regenerates poor soil, so it makes them a little healthier at time after time, you know, as time goes on. And it reduces our water demands for our plants and trees.
All those good reasons. Let's talk about why a homeowner should consider composting yard waste, Joanna.
Several different things. Composting saves money. And I know with me, I'm real concerned with where my money goes, and I want to spend it on what I want to spend it on instead of what I have to, so I want to have some extra. So when food scraps and yard trimmings are converted to compost, it saves on buying soil amendments, fertilizers, pesticides, and things like that. And homeowners who discard yard waste are giving away their yard's potential soil nutrients. So lots of different things that we need to consider. Composting saves time.
Okay.
Discarding waste to a compost pile is faster than bagging it up for somebody that's going to put it, on the street side yard disposal or even take to the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
It also reduces trash disposal. So in our landfills, the space is not taken up by that type of waste. It can be used for other things as well. Less pollution will be emitted by our landfills and the trucks that haul it there.
Sure.
And composting, it's educational. We're learning about compost and natural processes, and lots of folks are interested in that. And, you know, and the age doesn't matter. Young folks and older folks are interested, too.
Sure.
And there's a lot of different activities that you can do with kids that helps them to learn to conserve our natural resources.
Our guest is Joanna Radford with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surry County, and we're talking about the most basic form of recycling, I guess, which is composting. What would we need to get started if we'd never done it before? What would we need to get started composting, Joanna?
Well, that's probably the neatest thing. You don't need a lot to get started with composting. You can compost in a pile, and you don't need anything, no structure around it. Or you can have a bin. If you would like to, you can construct one yourself, or you can purchase one. There's numerous compost bin plans on the internet, different sites that will sell you those, of course. But you can also, you know, that's not necessary. You can make your own if you would like to. It's something as simple as making one from pallets that you fasten together.
Oh, okay.
Very inexpensive way. And, you know, pallets are not accepted into the landfill anymore, so I'm sure they would appreciate having a use for those as well.
Yep.
So it works really good. Whatever bin that you choose, though, you'll need to put it in a flat space.
Okay.
One that has a lot of open space around it. You can get to it easily.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to put a lot of things in front of it because you're going to be going to it and, you know, adding things to this compost pile. And you probably don't want it right next to your house. If you do it right, it's not going to smell or anything like that, but you still, you know, a little bit of a distance from your house would be a little better. You may want to place it in a shady area just so it doesn't dry out so quickly, because it does need some moisture in that compost pile to make it heat up and to work and break down the material that's in it.
See, I would have thought exactly the opposite. Put it in the sun so it would warm up quicker.
But
it doesn't.
So it could start, because it does have to have that heat process, but in that process it does need moisture.
Okay.
So now, if you do not have a shady spot, that's okay, because you can put it out there. You just need to add some moisture to it.
Okay.
Put some water in there.
All right. Any tools that we'd need for composting, Joanna?
There are some things you would probably need. Maybe some gardening gloves, thick ones. So if you're, you know, putting stuff in there that may get into your skin or something like that, you would be protected. A pitchfork so you can turn the compost pile from time to time.
Okay,
And a watering can, or maybe even a hose.
Mm-hmm.
Some containers or buckets, and maybe a flat shovel that just helps you to spread it around. And, you know, you probably want to, if you have a garden, it would be great to have it kind of close to your garden, because when it is finished composting up the material in there, you can add it pretty easily right there in your garden.
Oh, yeah, makes perfect sense. Our guest, Joanna Radford, with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surry County. We're talking about composting. How does one get started, Joanna? How do you get started with the composting?
Well, there's two types. You need to figure out which type that you would like. A single batch, which is only you're adding materials one time to make one pile.
Okay.
Or a continuous pile. You just keep adding as the materials become available to you. So if you know, a lot of people do that because the food scraps that they have left over from the day, they will add it there. It's really easy to do just to keep adding and adding, but you just got to make sure it stays moist and to turn it every so often.
So we've covered about what you put in the piles, how you create the piles. Next thing to me is, when is compost ready to use? How do we know when it's ready to use?
Well, of course, it depends on how warm it is inside the pile and how much moisture and all that. But typically, it takes 3 to 6 months to produce a finished product of compost. And when it is ready to use, you can just kind of look at it. It's dark brown in color. It almost looks like soil, kind of like the same consistency, the texture as potting soil. And if you smell of it, it smells real earthy smell.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, here's something that always concerns me, and that one of the reasons I would think you'd want it sort of distance from your house, and this may not be an issue, but are animals attracted to compost piles?
You know, Danny, you would think they would be, because you're putting waste in there, some food products, but actually, if you manage this pile correctly, then you will not attract animals.
Really?
Some things that you do not need to put in there is meat and fish, any kind of dairy products or grease, oil, blood meal, or bones in your compost bin, and that will help out.
Okay.
If you do add your kitchen scraps and your vegetables and fruits and things like that, garden trimmings, you need to just cover it with brown leaves or some other carbon material just so, you know, it doesn't attract to those critters.
Okay, so there is a way really to sort of keep them away then.
There is.
That's great. If folks have any questions about what we talked about today, want to get the refresher course on it or just need more information, they can contact you, right?
That's right. They can contact us at 401-8025.
And that is the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Joanna Radford, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And I go away feeling a little bit smarter every time. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.